Blog Talk Radio.
I said, oh, it's Thursday. show going on right now. So he said he put the show on, and he and his wife laughed. Girl, they said they had a ball, and listening to us made their day, you know? And I was just like, yeah, I was like, you know what? I said, Bama, you know, since I've stopped drinking and smoking, I'm emotional as heck now. So you ain't about to get this emotion out of me before I get on the show. And he was like, nah. He said, bruh, I believe, because rest in peace to Carlos, of ours that passed away. And he was like, man, you know, Carlos' past has got my mind to thinking about my true friend, about the real people who I can talk to and call on at any time, and every response, reaction that they give me, I'm assured that it's real. And he was like, you have always been one of those brothers to me. And I said, funny you would say that. I was like, because that's our slogan. And that Bama said, yeah, Tails Corner, we're keeping it real is our only real. Treece, I like to pass out. I like to pass out, sis. I could not believe. I said, bruh, I was like, man, I've been sitting here racking my brain on another, you know, mission statement or statement to describe my co-host and myself. And he was like, nah, bruh, that's the perfect one. Keep it real. You know what I mean? And he was like, that has always been you. That is why people that you touch and buff is only genuine realness that they feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
I know.
And I think of times that were rough. You know what I mean? I mean, peanut butter jelly, sometimes without the peanut butter. Hell, sometimes without the jelly. Sometimes with only the ends of the bread. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
The realness that we present, spew out over these airways, over the internet, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. I love it. And I love when I get confirmation, you know, through a regular old conversation. You know, him reading our mission statement meant everything to me. And he tried to hit the, now I talk about, he tried to hit the joke, but, you know. And then we got to argue over that being my statement or Mike F, you know what I'm saying, statement. So, but it was just a good, genuine conversation, and it was about Tails Corner. It was about, you know, he said my wife and I weren't really in the best of moods to be on our vacation. He was like, but after we laughed and joked around with y'all, he was like, man, it was like everything just got right back on track. I was like, okay, that's what's up. So now you and your wife going to be active listeners. He said, boy.
Okay.
He said, man, you know I be driving these trucks. And, you know, he was like, but, yeah, when I get a chance, I'm going to listen to Kale's Corner. So I'm thankful, y'all. I'm happy and I'm thankful, y'all, that this show is becoming, with every episode, with every one of you guys call, with your comments that Treece is reading offline, and it's just becoming more and more than expected. And I thank God. I thank God, man. I thank God. I thank God, because guess what?
Yeah.
Since we started this show, we've lost no one. We've lost no one. We didn't have, we had to have prayer to one another, but I think we should pray for each other every day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm good with the prayer for one another, but we didn't have to go to anybody's funeral. Okay?
Right.
Everybody
right.
That went to bed, woke up Tuesday morning. Went to bed Wednesday night, woke up Thursday morning. And Friday,
right.
And so on and so on. So for that, I am grateful. I am grateful. And from I guess I can speak for all of us when I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us, moving us, growing us, and taking us in a direction, not just that we want to go in, but that we can handle. And that we are ready for. So with that, I say thank you all. Thank God. You know, hey. Whew. All right, y'all. That I'm going to leave it alone. Lady T, you got to see you on the table.
Yes, I have. Listen, Kale, I have some exciting news. Listen, my child, our child, firstborn, has gotten her approval for her house. So she should be moving in within 30 days. She should have her own house. So I'm excited. I already went online. I'm already buying stuff. I got it in my cart. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Look at God, man. Look at God, man.
Exactly. Yeah.
Look at God. You ask him for somewhere to stay, and he give you land. Look at God,
yes.
Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. You know, hey, that is great. That is great. And look, Three Sunday, girl, I got to do some fishing. You hear me? Some fish.
Oh yeah, I saw you out there.
I was in my element. Look, Trees, it was dark. Everybody was packing up. They was like, all right, John, time to go. I was like, all right, yeah. Let me drown one more worm. I ain't ready to go yet. Because and for those the people that know, fish bite more at night than they do in the day. It turns into a smorgasbord at night. So, and just as they were like, all right, y'all, let's go, the fish started really hitting. You know what I'm saying? It was like I throw my line out, bloop, it sank. Something done hit it. Pull it in, throw it back out, bloop, it sinks again. So, yeah. When it got good. Yeah, it got good to me then. So, you know, but we had kids with it, so we had to pack it up. But it was a great time anyway, you know. It was a great time.
Yeah.
I love looking over the water and seeing the sunset and the way that the sun changes colors as it's setting, you know, and the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a beautiful, beautiful day on Sunday for me. This whole weekend, I can't knock. It was great. It was great.
Yeah,
enjoyed the preseason football, all of it. You know what I'm talking about? And baseball, my Nationals, you know what I'm talking about? Pulling out the broom this weekend. Oh man, so much happened. It was a great weekend. And I thank everyone here and ready to go for this Tuesday's edition of Kale's Corner. Well, we will discuss the MLB race for the playoffs and what teams had a great weekend of play. I'm biased. I'm partial to my team because they had a great weekend of play. Especially after we finally got out of Philly. I'm trying to tell you, man. Philly beat the end off the Nets. We was just the ass when we left there. But we back to the Nets now. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to take a look at the comments made by one James Harden regarding the 76ers general manager. Yeah, I know we got some words on that one. Well, guys, the first weekend of preseason football is in the books. Done. What have you learned about your team, your coaches, and the staff? Which players stood out to you the most, both in good play and terrible play? So I want to know who you got, because I have someone for both of them. Seriously, a good play and bad play. Yeah. Guys, you can join Lady T and all our online corner crew at on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or you can join Lady T and DMV Kale and all our live studio family on 563-999-3782 each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Lord willing. Kale's Corner.
Yeah.
We're keeping it real is our only real. Now, talk about, y'all know what we talk about. Let's get it. Let's get it. Teresa, I feel like I left something out, online corner crew.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Yeah. I got it. That's my co-host, man. That's my co-host in my Terrell in my Terrell Owens voice. That's for you, thanks.
Right, and me. Look, Amy, he was with me too. So, yeah, I got you.
But, nah, he ain't do that one until he was a Dallas wide receiver.
Yeah,
so.
He was with Dallas. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. That's when he
Kale,
put that.
You're a mess.
You know what I'm talking about? 563-999-3782 is the number. Y'all call in, and we're going to let Mike rock our world a little bit more. All right? All right.
Yeah.
It's cool with me. Here we go.
We're on the right to the music.
Because Mike gave us some good music, for real. He gave us some good music, you know. So, you know, rest in peace, Mike. Baseball news. 2023 Braves are on pace to break their home run record. Atlanta has smashed 225 homers this season, 40 more than any other team. So good luck to the Braves, and, yeah, y'all do what y'all do.
I ain't no Braves fan. Me either, but I'm a Braves hater.
There we go. MLB umpire Hernandez lawsuit appeal rejected. Hernandez originally sued Major League Baseball for discrimination in 2017. Wow. Okay. Franco from Tampa Bay is on the restricted list as MLB investigate post that he put out and his social media content is being called under question. For real, that's the only news in Major League Baseball. Like, you didn't hear me?
What was said?
About
his social media. Yeah.
Okay. Wander Franco on MLB restricted list. Dominican authorities investigate alleged relationship with a minor. Wow.
Oh,
Major League Baseball is also looking into social media posts regarding the Rays shortstop. Yeah. Wow.
Now he'd be a fool to put that out there, to put it on his social media. Yeah. He'd be a fool.
Yeah, but
so that
you
don't
know
even
what?
Seem like it's real.
I'm going to say this about social media, okay? Social media...
Mm-hmm.
Has a lot of people looking like idiots. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I'm not talking about the ice water challenge or the crate challenge where people were running up the crates and all of that. But
breaking their arms and legs.
Some of the things that people are posting leave me like, what? Why did they put that on here? Why would they say
right.
that? That makes no sense to me. So
right.
I look at Wander Franco as a young man, number one. Number two, I know in the Dominican, age restrictions are different from the United States, but bruh, when here is your visa and here is where you work, they have the right to look down on things that you're doing elsewhere. Are you following me on this?
Only thing I'm going to say, I am following you, but only thing I'm going to say, like, if he's over there, right, if he was, like, say, for instance, he was there, and then he moved here, but he was already dating that young girl or whatever, and they was in a relationship, and then he came here, what do you want him to do? Stop dating her? Because he's here? So he lives there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. But if you're here, and then you start dating somebody, that's a no-no. But if, like you said, if he's in his country and they allow it in his country, then we can't be mad. But if he's over here doing that and we don't allow that over here, then everybody have all the rights to be mad. That's what I'm saying.
But hold on. On Tuesday, the Associated
mm-hmm.
Press reported that Dominican Republic authorities are investigating Franco for an alleged relationship with a minor, confirmed
mm-hmm.
by the Office of the Attorney General. So
that means they don't do it on me either.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dominican Republic is like, nah, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, we ain't playing that over here.
Yeah, let's go to our first call. 8056, you're on the corner.
I want to say
hey, this is G, family. How y'all doing?
What's
up,
G?
Hey, Steve.
What's going on, family? I'm still working on things, getting things to go ahead. But I didn't hear too much about the baseball thing, the Dominican thing, so I'm learning from y'all, man. A lot of stuff like I've missed, so when it comes to Kel's Corner, I get up to date with a lot of stuff, and I appreciate y'all for that, man, because I be working so hard, man. I be on the move, so I appreciate y'all keep me up to date on stuff that I missed. But I'm listening, though. Yeah, that's deep, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
apparently I was misspoken with it being not frowned upon in the Dominican Republic, you know? Their authorities are the ones that are checking into this alleged relationship with this minor, you know? And nothing for nothing, y'all. As a grown man, with all the grown women choices that men could make, how does a man fall in love with a child? In a relationship manner. Because I love my daughter and my son, as I'm sure, like Teresa said, a part of her excitement and happiness came from her child being approved for her home.
I know that
all of that comes from love, or love being her child. I'm not speaking of a parental situation. How do you allow yourself to get in a relationship? Listen, I'm going to tell you this real quick, right? I was on the subway one day, years and years and years ago. I was on the subway, and this girl just kept staring at me. Y'all know the flirtatious look and you know, saying everything without saying.
You call it smizing, Phil. Exactly. Call it smizing.
Smizing. Okay. Well, she was smizing your boy real hard. So I went up to her and I said, you know, how's everything going? You know, what's happening with you? She was like, none, I'm ready to get off this train. I was like, yeah, me too. And I'm thinking, when I get off the train, I got to walk my dog. I might go wash my car. Some adult things.
Mm-hmm.
This girl said, yeah, I can't wait to go watch SpongeBob. I said, you have a nice day. I said, you have a nice day. SpongeBob. Really?
What?
I said, wow. Wow. You have a nice day, man. You have a nice day. I'm serious. And I say that to say, as it relates to this story, if I'm in a relationship with a woman, see, intimacy, to me, this is just my definition.
Okay.
It's not just touchy-feely. It's mind play with that, okay? You have to stimulate one's mind to be intimate with this person.
Yeah.
And if I'm talking Flintstones, and you talking SpongeBob, do y'all see the gap, the disparity gap there?
Oh, yeah.
And all the things that are required from me of a spouse in a relationship, there's a big dip of missing stuff between Flintstones and SpongeBob. You have a nice day, sweetheart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get home safe.
And don't look back.
Get home safe. Yeah, and do not look back. So I don't understand. I don't know the ins and outs of the situation with Wanda Franco and this young woman. But I'm serious. To me, if the conversation can't match or does not match, there's no way I could call myself in a relationship with you. That's just me. Let's go to our man 57 on this.
57. What's up,
Hawk? Hey, what's up? What's up, y'all? What's happening, everybody?
Hey.
What I miss? What happened to Kale since Thursday to today? What I miss?
You should have been.
I came with him.
We talked about Wanda Franco and being suspended by the MLB over his social media post and
being investigated.
He's being investigated for a alleged relationship with a minor. Juan DeFranco
hey,
of the Tampa Bay Rays.
I'm going to say this again. Social media is the enemy of the state. So if you don't want to, if you don't want something known about you, stay your butt off of social media, telling all your business and then wondering, I wonder how they knew.
That's fact.
You know,
but you know
you
what?
Told
you know
how
what?
They knew.
But you know
I
what?
With
57,
you, 57.
It's, I agree
wait,
with 57. I agree 1,000%. I agree with 57. But it's
right.
just like it's just like Marlboros to some people. It's just like they gotta have it. They gotta do it. They gotta.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They it's just like you know what I'm saying. It's like Marlboros to them. Like they gotta have it. They need to do it. I gotta post. They posting what they eating. They taking pictures of their food. Put it on there. They go to the bathroom. They post that. They go to the mailbox.
Man.
They gotta post that. You know. They just gotta do it. They just got. It's a. They gotta do it. And that's what's gonna get them in a lot of trouble. Like 57 just said, it's gonna get them in a lot of trouble.
And I'm
as far as I go.
Hey,
yeah.
If you, it's like this.
Now, I agree with the social media thing, but let's not ignore the forest for the trees. Bruh, what
yeah.
the hell are you doing involved with this young woman? I don't
in
care
the first
about
place.
The social media post. Why are you dealing mm-hmm. with this young woman in the first place? Let's not forget that. You know, the 57, you are 1,000% correct about people posting everything on social media. But my thing
mm-hmm.
that's most egregious to me in this situation is Slim. You're intimately involved with a child. You are intimately involved with a child. Yeah.
Who posted the information? Alleged information about him being involved with a child. He didn't post it, right? Someone posted it about him. Am I right or wrong?
Well, they're looking into Major League Baseball is also looking into social media posts regarding the Rays shortstop. So
if
I
he
mean,
didn't post it, what you're saying is correct, Kale. If what do you do if there's any truth to the story, what are you doing in
right.
What are you doing in the company of a child anyway? And it's not your child. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So why are you even in their company? You know? Now, if he didn't post it, you know how many times Mike Tyson been dead this week? on the internet? Shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't believe nothing. You see, you got to discern stuff and find the facts
right.
out for yourself because social media will lead you down the wrong path. But
every
yeah.
time,
like you said, Kale, you can't ignore it just because you say, oh, it's social media. You can't, oh, that didn't happen. You still got to take a look at it. You still got to take a look
yeah.
at it. You shouldn't be around mm-hmm. a child. You should not be around a child having any type of conversation with a child that's not yours unless you're telling them the what street to go down or, you know, giving them some information that they need at that moment. But you should not even be involved with a child that's not yours.
Well, in a statement,
answer that.
Go ahead,
Kid.
Hold on 1 second, Tree. 1 second, sis. In a
mm-hmm.
statement from
okay.
the Rays, they said they were made aware of social media posts about Franco on Sunday and initially said Major League Baseball was conducting due diligence, just what 57 just said, about the matter. Franco will be paid during his time on the restricted Ooh. List. Yeah. CBS Sports headquarters Jim Bowden confirmed this. So he'll
okay.
still be paid, but they're investigating exactly what has gone on, or like 57 said, if there's any truth to these social media
yeah.
posts. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that is great on the MLB's part. Mm-hmm. Find out exactly what happened or is happening before you just jump to conclusions. Go ahead, Chris.
I think I agree with that, what you just said. I agree with that 100%. Get all the facts. I mean, pay the man until the facts come in, and then find him if you have to, if you find it to be true. But I just believe that men in general should not be around single women. I mean, married women and kids. Those are the two things that men should not be around, because you can always be accused of doing something that, you know what I mean, like you necessarily wasn't really doing. You probably wasn't doing it. But if the person is single, right, of age and single, then it could be two people consenting to do an adult thing. But when you're a kid, you cannot consent. You cannot consent if you're a kid. You just can't. You can't. It's law. You can't consent. Even if you do consent, you can't consent. Right?
Even if you're smart enough to understand. You're right, sis. You're right.
I'm going to say this real quick, and then we're going to bring another caller in.
Okay.
You don't. Two consenting adults.
Exactly.
He was still punished.
Yep.
He was still punished.
Yep.
So, like sis just said, if she's married, stay away. If she's underage,
yep.
Stay away. It's a shame that we even have to say that. I mean, who in 2023 don't know that that's not a good situation? Seriously.
Right.
All right.
Every time you do wrong, you know you're doing wrong. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kale. I apologize. I hate this subject. Two things that bother me. I don't watch TV shows where they're abusing women or abusing kids. I can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even watch that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know when you're doing wrong. You know,
yeah.
And I don't care what a 17-year-old say to a 23-year-old or a 30-year-old. That was a 17-year-old kid that you just – anyway, I'm sorry, Kia. Go ahead, old man.
That you just took advantage of. Come on in here, Brother Ted. What's happening? Take yourself off.
Hey, I'm not here this evening, Kia's Corner family. What's happening? What's up?
What'd it do?
What's up,
Kay? All right. I was going to ask, what's the age of both of the people, the parties?
Wanda Franco is 28, and they don't have, as they normally wouldn't, have the age of the young girl, but we know she's still a minor.
Right. Yeah, minor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
But, saying that because as far as I'm assuming he's of Latino descent, of that type, as whether El Salvador, Mexican, you know. They used to marry them young girls like that, man. I'm not saying that any other culture has age differential, but they really known for that, man, taking them to young girls and stuff and marrying them and giving them babies. I'm not surprised at that. But like I said, does it make it right? No, not at all. A child should be in a child's place and, she's treated as a child and not put anything too much advance on them. Like you say, he's totally wrong, and he should be, whatever, if he did it, like you guys say, because, like, you don't know what's on the internet, what's real or not, you know. Like you say, 57, search for yourself, discern for yourself, and, you know, do some more research and stuff. So it's just, like you say, it's a crazy thing, man. But, like, I can't know. All my kids, man, from my church and neighborhood kids grew up at my house, you know what I mean, and stayed overnight and all that, and to this day, my kids see me, they smile, you know, Brother Ted, Mr. Ted, this and that, you know, so from boys and girls, you know, so I know I was giving them a safe environment, and that makes me feel good, you know, because ain't nothing like giving a kid a safe environment, because when a kid is terrorized and don't feel safe, I'm like you, 57, you know, I don't like that, you know.
No.
I don't like that at all.
No.
So,
let me say this to you, Ted. Your spirit is not of, let me sex this little young girl. I'm saying stay away from married women and young women when you have that spirit on you, like to try to dominate that young girl. See, you didn't have that spirit on you, so you was allowed to go ahead and have those kids at your house and around and to be around you, and you let those kids be kids. Older men, and allegedly this guy, he had different intentions. You know what I mean? Like, and if you have those intentions in your brain, if you have those in your brains, then that's just say stay away, because it's not going to turn out good for you. It's not going to turn out good.
Well, he said he's sick in the head. He's sick in the head, and you know he's praying on the younger age girl, like you say, and he need to be prosecuted. You get all kinds of vultures that do that, you know. So, and I have two daughters, you know, and I got nieces and stuff. So, you know, I be telling about Negroes, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, you're totally right, you know. And
real quick, Franco is 24. He's 24, not 28. Yeah, he's
24. Yeah, don't let that four years between 24 and 28 change your mind. That girl was still a minor.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. He took it.
He can be anywhere from 18 under. 18 under is a minor. So
you know, that's why they have a law on the books called statutory rape.
And some of them even beyond 18, they're still minors.
Yes.
In their mentality, in their thought process, they're still minors. So it's like I said, where were all the women your age, bruh? All right, let's go to Lou. What's up, Lou?
What's up, Jersey Lou?
Hey. Well, I can say SpongeBob, and that was bad. You know, I mean, but it just goes to show some people are really stupid. They know they shouldn't do it, especially with a minor, and they do it anyway. That's absurd.
Yep.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, that's the best ass I've heard so far. They was just stupid.
Can I throw this in real quick? What about Woody Allen? What about Woody Allen? Woody Allen.
Listen,
and he married. And he married.
Huh? Jay-Z and Beyonce, Russell and Kimora Lee Simmons.
This is a total big difference between Woody Allen and his adopted daughter that he married. You know. It's like 20 to 30 years difference. Who you say 25 difference?
Look at Morgan Freeman.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Him and his wife.
I think
they ain't 25
years old. And Beyonce like 30-something years old.
Nah.
Morgan Freeman and his wife adopted a little girl.
Morgan Freeman too. Yeah, Morgan Freeman
too. He waited till the little girl got grown. And then he divorced his wife and then married the little girl he adopted. Now, same thing with Woody Allen. He adopted that girl and then started having a relationship with her once he got in the house.
Wow.
Their intentions were of a negative nature when they started out. They knew what was in their heart. You know?
Exactly.
You didn't make a mistake and fall in love. You don't fall in love. Give me a break with that. People stop saying I fell in love. You don't fall in love. You know who you love and who you don't love. Come on, man.
You fall in lust.
Yeah. Exactly. You fell in lust.
Exactly. All right, let's take another call.
What?
This is Debo. 5406.
That's Darius.
Nah, how y'all doing? This is me.
That's D-Mo.
What's up, D?
Yeah, D-Mo. Well, D-Mo.
What's
up, D? I said D-Mo. What's up, D?
How y'all doing?
And I'm glad this is you, because I really want to know, as a young man, what is your opinion on this situation with Juan DeFranco?
What's the situation?
He's a psycho.
He's messing with an underage, a minor.
Yeah.
He's messing with a minor, quote, allegedly messing with a minor.
Yeah.
He's 24 and messing with a minor.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's been restricted from baseball. Now, the minor is in the Dominican Republic. She's not on American soil, but she is in the Dominican Republic. Things on social media regarding this.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in a relationship with a minor, and he posts some stuff about her online. And
yeah.
I don't really got nothing to say about this. It don't make no sense to me.
What you mean?
It does sound like a lunatic to me. Yeah, don't make no sense.
Say that. He's a damn lunatic. Yeah. Say that. Where were all the women 24 when he was looking to get involved?
Exactly.
And you say he's a baseball player?
Yeah. Juan DeFranco plays for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Shortstop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? You might be able to do that in your country, but the money that you're getting paid is not in your country. It's right here in the United States, and we don't go for that.
No.
So you got to have some kind of sense about you. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to – don't nobody get me wrong. Hold on. I'm not for that any kind of way. I think he should need to be hung up from the coconut tree upside down, you know, for messing with a minor, because that's what you get. You just rob somebody of their innocence. A 17-year-old can't tell you the truth because they don't know the truth. Here we are in 50s and 60s, and we're looking back on things we did in our 20s and went, damn, I wish I had known that.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, but can I say this? Now, these kids now are totally way advanced than what we were, and especially, like you say, in that country, in Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Mexico, you know, such of those places like that. Like I say, they marry them young girls, you know?
Ted, I got to disagree, Ted. I don't care how social media and all of the negative influences have taken a part in today's society. There are still things that young girls can't and don't have any idea on how to do than a woman
age. I'm not saying that all women do, so don't get me wrong on that. I'm not saying that all girls are like that, but it's just a known fact that they do in those countries marry those young girls. And I'm not saying it's right. Yeah. Now, you know, so you know, whatever y'all disagree with, that's fine. But like I say, that's just the fact that I know and stuff. I'm not saying it's right or anything, you know, but and also the kids, these kids are more advanced. Not saying, like I say, that it's right. And it's like I said, not saying that she know everything as far as what a woman, you know, knows as far as maybe a 35, you know, 40-year-old. But a lot of them people are, anyway, that's just my opinion, what I said earlier. So, but I hear you guys, so, you know.
All right. Brother Nas, I believe this is Nas, right? Right, Nas?
Yes, sir. What's going on? Hey.
Hey, Nas.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, how y'all doing?
All right. Your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, for one, like, I think everybody has kind of plainly stated it. Like, if this is what has actually happened, again, we're still in the allegedly zone. then, yeah, he's dead wrong. He's never going to play baseball again. He's got some legal ramifications that are going to stick with him for the rest of his life. And this is a terrible thing of somebody being able to use their power and wealth against an underage person. Like, there's nothing good about this story. The only thing, like,
nothing.
I honestly hope this story is not true. I hope he didn't do these things. But if he did, yeah, this is going to go real bad for him. Now, the other thing I would want to add to this, though, is this is where we miss outside the lines and the sports reporters and local newspapers and having a reporting beat to where somebody could get to the real details of this, because these media companies don't pay for that stuff anymore because everything's about points, clicks, and debate shows. So since we don't have that out there, we're sitting here waiting to find out if this story is true or not, and we clicking, you know, clicking through social media. You don't know who's lying. You don't know who's telling the truth. I'm trying to go to Jeff Passan and some of these people who kind of really cover MLB day-to-day. But, you know, just the fact that this stuff is missing makes it harder for regular folks to discern what the hell is going on. So right now we got all of the smoke. We ain't got the fire yet, but we got all of the smoke. And I'm just looking at Wanda Franco like, damn, man, for real, dude? This is what you chose to do with your life? Like, this is insane.
Okay.
Hopefully,
I got an update. I got an update. So Wanda Franco is not 24. He's not 28. Wanda Franco is 22 years old. And the alleged victim is 19 years old. So that's that.
That's still.
The more we discuss it and the more you research it, sis, it gets a little different the further we go.
Yeah, but that's why
the story is beginning to change.
We all got to wait for it to come out. Yeah, like he just said, the beat reporters don't report like they used to, so we have to wait till everything comes out. But the more you do your homework and Google and, you know, research and then go on Tampa Bay website, it says that he's 22 years old and the victim is 19 years old.
Well, mine is telling me at 22.
See?
He signed a, hold on, at 22, he signed a 11-year extension with the Rays in November 2021.
Mm-hmm.
This 2024. It says at 23. Excuse me, I'm resting. But they said at the age of 22, he signed an 11-year extension with the Rays in November 2021. So he's older than 22.
Well, it said he's born March the 1st, 2001. He's born. I think that was probably a misprint. They probably misprinted when they wrote that. And the day he joined the Tampa Bay Rays was 2021. You know what I mean? So he's 22 years old, so she's 19. If she is 19 years old, because that's what they're reporting. So if she is, I mean, 19, 21, that's 3 years. So, I mean, it's not bad, but it ain't.
It's a big difference.
I've never known 19 to be a minor.
Well,
but I've never known 19 to be a minor either.
That's what the problem is. We're getting conflicting reports because we don't have the
exact
kind of journalism banging on giving us the exact number. Now, if that person is 19,
right.
Of course, that person is not a minor anymore, and this becomes a non-story,
exactly.
Like a bad chapter in his life. But if it's the other age, oh, my God.
Facts.
But as of right now, the restriction is still being upheld. And there's apparently something that they're not releasing as of yet. So I'm with you, Nas. I want true and the story disappear because I don't want anyone else looking at this and saying, oh, well, I'm 22, she 19, let's go for it. Nah, bro. No. To me, 19. Now, to add to what Ted just said, yes, these kids are advanced, but they are technically advanced. They're not worldly. They are worldly advanced, because they got TikTok and Facebook and Instagram and all that mess. So they're seeing and digesting things that we never were as children, you know, as minors. So, yeah, mentally they are advanced, but it takes a certain of mentality to be in a relationship. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to Brother Tom.
Can I be a hypocrite for a moment? And the reason why I said be a hypocrite, because I jumped on my brother last week, but I got to go back to what he said. We've gotten to a point in life where, and life hasn't changed from the moment he put them two people in the Garden of Eden to today. We are accepting anything now. We don't speak out against what we know is wrong because, oh, it's acceptable. You know, they're more advanced. But the thing is, a 17-year-old kid is a 17-year-old kid. I don't care how many computers you got around you, how many cell phones you got plugged into your ear. You still a 15, 17. And you know what? You can say 19-year-old, but a 19-year-old girl ain't no more smarter than a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I don't know now.
They can't,
I'm a
set
girl.
The rules
I'm a girl.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
maybe,
a girl.
Maybe I'm different with what I mean, though, sis. And okay, and I said it
we
wrong. I apologize. What I mean
but,
is
no,
a 30-year-old man,
you,
a 19-year-old girl is no competition
Wiser.
With a 30-year-old man. That's the way I meant.
No.
I didn't mean no disrespect.
No, I got you. I feel you.
And let's not confuse, excuse my French, but let's not confuse being fast ass to maturity. Let's not confuse the two. Because there are little girls getting in these grown-up situations, and then when they have grown-up reactions, they're throwing babies in trash cans. They're trying to conduct their own abortion. Things like this. That's what I'm talking about. It's not your actions. It's your thoughts that separate you, differentiate you from an adult woman. It's not your actions. Yes, a 19-year-old can lay down just like a 30-year-old can. But that 30-year-old is going to know what to do, how to get help with a situation that she's not prepared for. I mean, that she's prepared for. That 19-year-old, she's not prepared for.
Unless
it's a situation where she was in a household where she grew up fast. And she's seen older women before her handle different situations. Come on, Brother Tank. I'm sorry.
That's who I wanted to hear from.
Tell Tony family. Much love and respect to everybody and the online crew. How everybody doing today? Let me ask one question to Lady T before I give you my results. You said that when did he get to the Tampa Bay race?
2021.
So he was what, 19 years old?
Yeah.
Or 20?
So, 20.
If they bringing this up and she's 19 now, what I'm thinking is they probably going back. And if they both live from the Dominican Republic, he probably was messing with that girl. And, you know, 3 years difference, you know, that's just like you've been in high school. When he graduated, she was in the 10th grade. And, you know, people, when you went to school like that, even when I grew up, that's what went down.
They still do that.
And then what I'm thinking is, if she's 19 now and he's 22, that's why they didn't take his pay from him, because it got to be something that go back to when she was 17. She had to be at least 17, because when you're 18, they consider you an adult everywhere.
Yeah.
That's point blank.
Yeah.
So we can't keep saying that, oh, she's 18, oh, she's not, make a difference, she's 19. Everybody on this phone, I know as a man, when they was in school,
And that's with a girl that was 2 and 3 years younger than ever. Even when you got out of school,
I, Steve
you still
Harvey.
Drove to the high schools. Hold on. You still drove to the high schools to meet some girls. You still went to the games, and you might have met a younger girl. So I'd really, like Nas said earlier, too, we don't know really what the whole ramification of it is. So I can't even judge this man, because that's why baseball ain't judging him.
Yeah.
They still giving him his pay. Because if it was that serious, they would have took his pay from him. If they just had some concrete evidence, they'd have took his pay from him, and that would have been that. So I just got to wait to really see if they going back to say, well, she was 17 to 16, and he just graduated. And then I'd be like, yeah, you know, he was wrong. He should not have messed with that girl if he was 19 and she was 16 in school, because that do mess up a young girl's life like that. But we all, every man I know, when we was coming up, when we graduated, we went back to a lot of high schools. We was going to all the games everywhere. And if we met a girl, we might have dealt with them. I ain't saying we messed with no ninth graders, but everything else from the 11th grade on up, that's a 3-year difference, y'all. That's a 3-year difference. So I'm not going to sit here and bash that man like that till I really see if they're talking about something. She was 16 or something like that, and he was dealing with it when he was out of school. Because I don't know. You know, 19
well, I'm
gonna 22.
Bash him because I never did anything like that. I never did anything like that, bro.
I
never did anything like that.
I feel you. I feel you, bro.
You know?
Debating nothing.
So I'm going to bash him.
I'm just telling you.
I'm going to bash him. If
he
did it,
was coming up,
he should be hung from his coconuts.
From 19 to 22, he should be hung when she grown? Nah. You don't
hey,
have
bro.
Anybody from that.
Hey, look.
My
baby
said,
first of all,
she is grown.
Exactly.
It's
19. Everybody in the world is grown.
That's what I'm telling you.
And I understand
if he was,
what you're
if
saying,
was,
57, if you never did it. But what I'm telling you is, in my age bracket, when we graduated, man, we still was going to the high school football games and basketball games. And if we was 18, she was 17, yes. We was 19, she was 17, yes. When we was 20, she was, yeah, but we didn't mess with no ninth graders. It was
hey, bro. It took some of us longer to get out of the sandbox than others. I'm sorry.
One at a time, y'all.
I understand what you're saying, 57, if you didn't do it. I'm just talking about my age, 20, right, what we did.
Well, 20 was a spread, Shane. By 20, we was going up Bowie State and Howard.
Yeah.
And we was in D.C.
And trying to mess with those girls.
And guess what?
It's a 19-year-old.
You also, was going to high schools, y'all. Believe me. When you graduated at 18,
well,
you still went to your alma mater classes, and you was messing with them 11th and 12th grade. I don't care
well,
what
you're
saying. Say
it was some older women out there that should have went to jail for molesting me.
Molesting you? My Betty said she is. My Betty said so. I'm 12 years older than my husband. What y'all saying about me?
Yeah, but
and my wife's lollipop. You took his lollipop.
My wife is 11
recess.
Years older than me. My wife is 11 years older than me. You know, so
and
hey,
you met
you know.
A
grown man.
And you met
exactly.
A grown man. Neither one of y'all went to school.
Okay. Okay,
but like you say, Tank,
come on,
come on.
My wife older than me, bro.
Come on, big boy.
Come on in. Come on, big boy. What's up, big boy?
What's up, big boy? Football season, big bro. I hear you.
He must be in. He in the barbershop. He in the barbershop. Can't talk. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He in the barbershop.
You know,
yeah,
we thinking about you.
Like Nas said, man, I hope this story turns out to be untrue. I hope that this young man can get back to playing the game I believe in my heart of hearts he loves. And we're going to move on from it, y'all. All right, great topic,
yeah.
Great topic. Yeah. Stop. 563-999-3782. Whoever that was in the background, please mute your phone. Mute your phone. We'll be right back.
Mr. Bombastic. We want some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Mr. Lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. Girl. Mr. Lover, lover. Now, Mr. Lover, lover. She call me Mr. Bombastic. Call me fantastic. Put me on my box. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on my box. She says I'm Mr. Smooth. Just like a silk. Tap and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me.
You know, some songs where you hear, you know they had fun in the studio making it. I know they had fun with
yes.
this. I'm serious. I know they had fun with this. All right, y'all. Another hot topic, y'all. James Harden.
Let's get it.
His exact comments were,
you got it?
Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he is a part of. This was during a ceremony in China. James Harden came out with these comments on Daryl Morey. What do you guys think of this? Was he in the right to say this? Was he wrong? Do you think it's going to hurt his trade talk? What do you guys think of this? Therese, you go ahead and lead us off on this one, Therese.
Listen, I don't want to work with no liar either, right? I don't want to work with no liar. I don't like them, because when you lie, you steal. It go hand in hand. So
I don't
that,
steal.
That's just how I listen. That's how I feel about it. Listen, these are not Kale's Corner words. These are Lady T words. Okay, let me just make that clear. If you lie, you steal. It go hand in hand, right? So, but I don't know if it's gonna hurt his chances of going to another team. I don't know. Because I don't know if he's already, I don't think he's already non-tradable. It seems like he went everywhere. Like he brings good value to a team, but I don't know if they're gonna take what he's saying right now and hold it against him, like moving forward. But if he stays with the 76ers, he gonna make it funky for them. It's gonna be funky over there, like somebody's shoes. It's gonna be funky. So I don't know if he's going to bring his A game or he's going to bring his C game. He's going to be at the club, and he's going to be doing whatever he want to do, because this man then lied to him about whatever the reason. He think the man lied to him about whatever reasons. So either way, he's in a catch-22, like damn if you do, damn if you don't type of situation. So I just throw my hands up and say, go out with a bang like he's doing. Like just leave it all out there, because it ain't like he's not gonna get paid. He already got money, so he not in a win-win-lose situation. So I don't know if it's gonna hurt.
Well,
I have no idea.
Well, it's gonna hurt him in the aspect of no general manager is gonna want to deal with someone as reckless in communication as James Harden is showing himself to be. No general manager is going to put their job, their reputation, at risk for him coming out. Because, look, we didn't go to, well, what was the lie? What lie was told to him? What did they say that they weren't able to do? Only thing he said was, I don't want to work with a liar either. And that's in part saying that the man did lie to James Harden. So I don't think no one wants that reputation.
Oh, go ahead, there's a lot here, Kel.
I believe that for James Harden to come out, this is my opinion, because for a man to come out and say that, he lied to him about some money. But Morey don't sign the checks. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I believe that they probably told him they was gonna pay him. They was gonna pay him some certain amount, and now they're not paying him because James Harden. You know, you know what I'm saying. He's not. He's like you say. He's a good. He bring good value, but he's not. He's trying to get that All Star money. He's not an All Star player like that no more to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the disconnect is. And I think that if Morey would just, I think that he should have had that conversation with him after the season was over with, because that's what it all boiled down to. Them two grown men should have had the conversation and be like, look, man, you bring good value, like Lady T said, but you're not no All-Star no more. We not about to pay you this much money. And I shouldn't. And Morey, and if he did say that, James Harden should have had in the back of his mind that, all right, Morey told me that, but Morey don't sign them checks. He the general manager. He's not the owner.
No, he's the president.
You know,
he's the president.
Okay, who
he's not the general manager. He's the president.
The owner. Okay, well,
that's true.
Anybody, he's not the owner. He's not signing the checks.
That's
and
right.
I just believe it's going to all
that's
come
right.
down to that man told James Harden that he was going to get paid a certain type of way. And it's just not going to happen,
mm-hmm.
man. You know, they should have just had that conversation when the season was over with. That's what I think.
Okay. Come on, Nas.
Yeah, man. Okay, so this is probably the most interesting story out there. Because basically, and I call him Jim Harden, so I'm going to keep doing that ever since he fell off. I call him Jim Harden. So Jim Harden, this is a masterclass in how to get off a team if you're having trouble. This is how you use all the leverage you have to get what you want done. So let's take this back to what the brother just said about the money. The money part is correct. When Harden came to Philly, he opted into a contract instead of getting an extension to give them wiggle room to add a couple of more players, P.J. Tucker, Daniel House, a couple more guys. So supposedly there was a handshake deal that when that deal was finished, he would get the full 5-year extension this summer. So that's the thing that Harden is calling him a liar for. Now, here's where this is a masterclass. So James Harden is in China right now. What happened in China a couple years ago from a GM on Twitter? Daryl Morey said something about Hong Kong while Bron and them was stuck in China causing them all kind of problems. So people in China don't like Daryl Morey. So Harden's over here running his camp, and he uses Daryl Morey's name in China, knowing that that would bring more heat to it. And then here's the stickler on this. Because he's calling him a liar, and that's the contention that people want to know, okay, well, what'd he lie about? Well, if you're saying you had an under the table deal, that means you violating the CBA, and now Adam Silver has to step in and ask, okay, so what are you saying? What are you saying here with this? So he's making it really hard for Philly. They were trying to trade him to the Clippers. Ultimately, as the gentleman before me just said, Harden is not who he used to be, so they didn't want to give up enough compensation, so a trade couldn't be worked out. Morey's saying, hey, I'm waiting on a good trade to be offered. There's no offers coming in because we all saw Harden is in decline. So this is, you know, this is a tough thing. And this summer when Harden was offered a 2-year deal, he was mad as hell and looked at Morey as, you know, like he's saying now, calling him a liar. So ultimately, Philly has to get him out of there. What they get back, I have no idea, because nobody's going to give them good assets for Harden at this point. And all the leverage is gone because Harden made it clear that he wants out. And don't forget about that story from his agent this season where they were acting like Harden might have a reunion in Houston when Houston had no interest in him. So they knew that this was bad. So that's why all of this is so interesting. So this is how you get off a team, folks. James Harden pulling all the stops.
You're going to have to start calling Nas Scoop Newsworthy. Nas gets down to the dirty, dirty of it.
Scoop
Newsworthy.
Yes, he does.
Come on, Ted. Come on, Ted. I heard you trying to bite that bit. Come on in.
Hey, well, I can piggyback off what he said. He said he preached the gospel on that, and that was my same sentiment as James Harden. Always try to look at his track record. You know what I'm saying? If he ain't happy at a place, he somehow gets his way out of it. You know, and he signed that extension. So why did you sign it if you don't want to be in it? And we don't know, like you say, the details of what him and Daryl Morey talked about. All we know and all I know is that they were super cool, you know, before then, and James Harden followed him wherever he was at, you know. And so James Harden now get to the Sixers, and he gets Doc fired. He complaining about this and that, but he had his game that way, you know. And Doc can't make you shoot good, can't make you, you know, do this and do that. So, but anyway, he forced that thing. Now he's got him in shambles, got the Sixers in shambles with this situation, you know. Like you say, Nas, he just wanted to get out, man, and this is his, like you say, the master plan on how to do it. Last time he was fat, you know, went out of shape, but this time now he's trying to do some other tactics. So I'm just tired of James Harden. Like you say, he fell off. He's not the player that he was, you know. And so, you know, dude, you're a has-been in a sense. You're trying to keep yourself irrelevant. You know, and being messy.
They were super cool. They were super cool when that money was good.
Yeah. Can I say this, though? Can I say this? Can we just all please agree to stop saying that James Harden is a has-been or he's fallen off? Can we just agree that? Like, can we just stop?
No, we can't. I can't.
Average is 20 in the league. Say you, like, he's averaging 22 and 10. 22, 6, and 10.
Nah.
And he fell off. Like, that's crazy. How many other guys in the league that's averaging this at point guard?
He was averaging 30, though, man. Remember that? Remember the triple doubles?
The last when he was in 5 years. That's Houston. He's at another team now.
It's not just the scoring, though, nephew. You got to also look at your leadership. And that's what you're supposed to be as James Harden. You're supposed to be a leader. You can't just look at the scoring and where he's doing that if you want to put it on that. But he's a leader, and that's what he's supposed to be doing. He has experience. He's been an MVP. He's supposed to be leading the team, not following, but leading. And he's not doing
that. Can I ask you this question? Can I ask you this question? Just because you had all these accolades, do that make you a leader? When has he ever led? Yes, he led in scoring.
If you're getting him, you got him because you were the leader, nephew.
You don't have
to. At some point,
you
was leading your team.
Okay, is Kevin Durant a leader? Is Kevin Durant a leader? Is Kevin Durant a leader?
We doing all right.
Is Kevin Durant a leader?
No. No, he's not.
Okay, then. So what are you saying? That your point is invalid. If Kevin Durant not a leader,
no,
he's
not,
because
he's not a leader.
I never considered Kevin Durant a leader. He's never been a leader. He went to the Golden State with a team that was already loaded, and he didn't want to lead. He just wanted to win a couple of championships. That's why he hasn't won another championship.
James Harden was never a leader.
He doesn't lead anywhere.
Okay, I said James Harden was never a leader. You thought
okay,
he was a leader.
I said at one point, James Harden was a leader.
At one point, he never was a leader.
Hold on, 57.
Hold on.
I'm not the one talking to this.
Kevin Durant is not a leader, but he also doesn't come with the baggage that James Harden comes with. And when you add everything up, like Ted said, he was once averaging 30 triple-double, 30 points a game, type scoring. I'm not finished. And now that his scoring has fallen off, his assist has fallen off, and he's looking more like that player off the bench than he has in years, no one is going to give you what you want for him. They're going to give you what they want for him. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you said James Harden assist fell off. That's one. That's not a fact. His assist did not fall off. Two, he only averaged over 30 for like 3 years in his career. Only like 3 years maybe. Right? On top of that, he's a 22 – or you could say he's around 22 and 28 points per game, 6 rebounds, 10 assists. These are his numbers. You want to tell me that player is not that player fell off? He hasn't had a like.
Well, Darius, can I say this? And he's supposed to be the leader, and he's the number one. He's like the number one or two man on these teams. So he has the ball in his hand. So, like I say, his production has fell off. It's not the same. And he complains a lot. He's just not the same player, man. We just have to accept that. Now, can we agree to accept that, bro? Because he's not.
His
playoff record. So hold
on.
Let me finish. What has he done in the playoffs? He chokes. When it's on the line, man, when it's on the line, he does not show up.
Nah.
Yeah. Well,
nah.
Let me just add this, bro.
Come on now.
So first thing first, remember, Daryl Morey made his career and reputation off of James Harden. He makes that trade with OKC, says analytics are the next thing. You guys don't know what you have. And James Harden becomes this historic player. Daryl Morey has a picture of James Harden in his house. Like, reporters who visited have always talked about it. Loves James Harden to death. So when that guy doesn't want to give you a five-year deal, and when you scour the league and try to find a trade partner and nobody wants to give you equal value, yes, you have fell off. Yeah, you're still going to have high numbers because, like my man just said, the usage rate. When you have the ball that much, yes, you are still going to produce a 20-10. But as we all know from watching basketball for years, every 20-10 ain't created equal. And there's certain 20-10s where you can see, like, oh, okay, this is where the slippage comes. This is where we're on the back nine of this dude's career. Like, this is no shot on James Harden. He's a Hall of Famer, probably fourth best shooting guard of all time. But at this stage of his career, if the majority of the league don't want to give you a five-year deal, yes, you have fallen off, bro. Like, that's just reality.
All right, we can disagree to disagree.
I have
to agree with that
you
one.
And the rest of the league disagree with you. So, I mean, you take that what you want to do.
You're point,
you
don't know
the rest of the league.
Preaching.
You ain't talk to nobody.
You're preaching now.
Of course
yeah.
I haven't. Daryl Morey has.
All right.
You don't know that. You talk to Daryl Morey? No.
Nope.
Exactly.
So James Harden
so
puts in
a
trade
lot
request.
Of
sense,
though,
no. Again, so best
I
friend James
like
Harden
your mama say,
puts
I
in a trade request, and you're telling me that he just lied about it? He didn't put in the trade request? Like, come on, bro.
You don't know. I'm just saying you, as a person, you that's talking to me, don't know. That's all I'm saying.
So the only person who can tell you different is Daryl Morey then, himself. He would have to tell
hey.
You.
Hey,
right, like
hey,
you know, all right, come on, Rev. Rev T say he got 5% on his phone, and he's dying to get in on this Harden conversation.
Oh,
come
oh
on,
yeah,
Rev.
I'm dying because my phone is dying. My phone is dying, and y'all, high sugar. Hold on, let me pass around my praise God candy. Everybody get some praise card. P. Go ahead, pass it around to him. Okay?
5 minutes now.
Pass it around. 5%, not 5 minutes. Hold the plate, 57, while I preach. Hold my muse. But at the end of this day, y'all say James Harden fell off. Man, I'll take that Bama's 20-10 any damn day. Let the Wizards go get him. I'll take him. He'll put him in the playoffs. So to say the man that fell off, no, see what
hell
y'all
nah,
really
man.
Gotta say. No, no. You wonder why
he'll,
you can't get no deal
them
in the NBA.
Can I speak?
I didn't listen to y'all. Let me speak. Now. Right?
Come on, boy.
You know why he can't get no deal with no other team right now? It's not because of his play. It's because of his mouth. When you got a Negro, see, stop yep. acting like y'all don't understand what's going on. When you got a Negro who's outspoken, who ain't ashamed to say what he want to say out his mouth, ain't ashamed to tell somebody kiss his ass when he feel like it. Guess what? You can play good all you want, but then when you become a liability to my team or to my organization or to my locker room, then guess what? I don't want to deal with you. So at the end of the day, y'all can sit here and go back and forth with each other about his career, what he is and what he ain't, and why. No. The real reason why they ain't giving him that money is because he's a Negro running his mouth too damn much, and the masses that be don't like it. Y'all know who this
so,
is.
Right.
57, did I get some money in that plate? The people's hype,
no,
man.
You got two cents.
So I love y'all so much. Yeah, that's right. I'll call back. That's all right. But you know what that 2 cents you give me? Some more of that praise
on,
God, Candy. You know what I'm talking about?
Hold
the
on,
people's hype.
There you go.
So you're actually saying it's his mouth, not his falling production, that's presenting a trade. I say it's
that's
him.
Right. Because LeBron James is falling in productions. Ain't nobody messing with LeBron James. You know why? Because he got them nice brands and he's tapping to his own, and he's tapping to his beat right on out of the league nicely.
How are we making James Harden into a revolutionary?
That's why they call me Rev. Revolutionize and strip clubs. You know what? You always find
a way to throw that black and white into the situation.
Michael Jackson said it doesn't make a difference if you black or white, but in some people it still does.
Okay.
And in this case,
okay,
it does.
Can we serious talk for a minute? Without the joke. No, I'm being serious about what I said. You can't be, because he is just a man. That came out with ill comments towards as Nazis.
Don't be hanging with Kanye.
Come on, man. I learned a long time ago.
No, I'm just saying. Think about it. Don't be hanging with Kanye.
If your mouth, Rev, you about to get muted. Your mouth is open. Your ears are closed. So shut your mouth and listen to what's being said. It's on James Harden. It doesn't matter that he's a Negro, black man, whatever you want to call him. He came out with this contentious attack on the man who basically got him paid, as Nod just explained to us. And you're okay with that.
Yeah.
He's going to find himself in China.
James Harden is the NBA lead assistant for 2023. He was on the NBA 10-time NBA All-Star since 2013 to 2023. So, I mean, he brings value to any team. Like, he's
anything.
Been relevant in 2023.
Anything.
So,
tell
the
Wizards to call that bam. He just got
He's an all-time player. Everywhere he goes, everybody's talking at the same time.
You can't hear. I'm just saying.
We ain't a choir, y'all. We are not a choir.
Right.
So one at a time. Ted said everywhere he goes, there's chaos. Nod says he's still a talented player. But he's falling off. His numbers don't lie. People lie all the time. Numbers, they don't lie. What you do?
Well, sometimes the numbers don't. It has everything to do with what team you're on as well. Like, they may not have needed as much as the next team needed
True.
From him. So he didn't have to put
True.
Up those many numbers. Somebody to mute their phone.
That's true.
So, you know,
that's
most,
true.
It's according to what team you're on and what they need from you.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
So,
correct.
Can I ask you this?
His number fell off.
Right, Wizards fans watch Kyle Kuzma. Wizards fans watch Kyle Kuzma as a rotational bench player with the Lakers. He goes to Washington where he gets more shots, more opportunity, more usage. Kuzma goes to 20-plus points a game. Did he become that much better of a player? No, it was the opportunity there. Now, with Harden, the thing I'm trying to get people to understand, the Clippers are opening up a new building. Steve Ballmer has spent all that money. You got Paul George and Kawhi.
who may not be there next year because of their injury history, and you get the golden opportunity to get a former franchise player in James Harden, and you're fighting them on the trade details. That should tell you something. If that's the only group that was willing to come in there and sit at the table with Morey for a deal for Harden, and they walk away saying that the Sixers wanted too much, then, I mean, I don't even understand why this is really an argument. Like, this is not a knock against Harden to say at 30-plus he's on the backside of his career. He's still a Hall of Famer, still fourth best shooting guard of all time. Like, this ain't disrespect. This is just reality.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Can I say, like Rev T was saying, you know, his mouth does get him in trouble. I mean, because now when he went with the Sixers, they put the ball in his hand. He had control of it, but he complained. I thought that's what he accepted. That's what he wanted to do. They gave, you know, they gave him that contract, and he went over there. They going to get the big man and then the point guard and him. That's supposed to be the dynamic duo. You know, then they upped their bench. They had a nice, decent bench. And the man just froze, man, as he always do in playoffs. And so, and he wants to get that big paycheck. But like you say, he's not as valuable. He's going to make Hall of Fame, all that, but he's not as valuable as he was, and he's getting older. He's not getting younger. And so everything is dissipating, you know. So you just got to say, man, like you say, Nas, you got to accept what it is, man. That's just what it is. You know, and he always have chaos everywhere he go. It's always, he talks about, when he's not happy, he talks about the people in the management or the owners or what have you. He's a prima donna to me.
Yeah. Come on, 57. Great point, Ted. Come on, 57.
All I'm going to say real quick is when Harden left OKC, he told the Nets, and he also told Philly, too, when he was there, how he wanted to play. They accepted that and said, okay. Now, as soon as he gets to the Nets, something goes wrong. As soon as he gets to the Philly, Ben Simmons don't want to play anymore. Now, Embiid is hurt. You know, to me, James Harden is still a good player. I'm not taking anything from him. Would I take him on my team? Yes. Would he be a starter on my team? No. But I think Tang might have said, or somebody said, I would bring him off the bench, and I think he would still be a productive player, and he could add to any team and help any team win a championship. But I don't think he can do it being a starter or trying to be the leader of your team anymore. He's like, what's his name? Chris Paul is. Chris Paul can't lead nobody to a championship no more, but he can help. He can help, but he can't lead you.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
So I heard Nas say that the Clippers, you know, wouldn't take him or whatever. So from my understanding, I thought that the 76ers, they withdrew from the thing because they wanted to work with James Harden, and they wanted him on the team. So that's why I think the lie came in, because he wanted out. He wanted Daryl Morey to get him out there, but they would keep him. They wanted to keep him and make him play on the roster. So that's why he outed them, saying he didn't want to play no more. It wasn't that the Clippers didn't want him. It was that James Morey took the contract back and said that, you know, the 76ers wanted to work with him and keep him on their team. That's what was reported, because that's what I'm sitting here reading.
No,
and then,
no.
I think it's
no,
like
no,
Nas
James,
said.
James,
he knows how to force a trade,
he's
trying to do the same thing now.
Right.
What'd you say, dog?
Go
ahead, Nas.
He wanted a 5-year deal, and Philly only offered him that 2-year, which he signed, but said, okay, I want out of here. I don't want to be here.
Right.
You told
Thank
me you were going
to
give me the 5-year deal. That's why I gave that money back so you could improve the team.
Mm-hmm.
But he did take less money. So, I mean, he's got a beef right there. But the other part is, again, when they're trying to make the deal with the Clippers, the fact that they felt like the Clippers weren't offering enough, that tells you that the market is not there for Harden right now. If the Clippers weren't
right.
willing to throw everything in there that they needed to make it happen.
Yeah.
Hey, can I add this point about Harden real quick?
I didn't see
now,
about
remember,
that part, so, yeah.
Remember how his scoring was up with 30, like, remember he used to go to the line a lot of times, like maybe 10 times a game, maybe more than that, because he was getting that call, that swing through call. He's not getting that this year, you know? So that stopped a lot of his scoring, too, and his effectiveness, you know? So it's just, like you said, it's a lot of things, but he's messy, man. And I don't know what he's going to do. Like, I'm saying, he's going to end up playing in China. You know, so the powers that be,
he got that 2-year deal locked in. But this ain't Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf or Craig Hodges who got blackballed from the NBA. This ain't the NBA acting out against a tough guy. Like, just think about this, though. Let's take this to the Twilight Zone. If Kyrie gets that vaccine shot and he stays in Brooklyn with him and KD, maybe they even win a chip, and we never have this part of Harden's even
conversation
history.
At all.
If Kyrie
a championship,
if they stay together, I don't know. Those three, if they stayed together, if Kyrie took the shot, who knows what would happen? They were what, a 3-pointer? Kevin Durant 3-pointer foot on the line away from the finals. So I don't know.
Yeah.
We was all talking championship when they went there. When the three of them went there together, we was like all going, they're going to win a championship.
It was all
then everything went haywire.
They ain't been the same since.
Great. That's 007. Welcome to the program, 007. I was going to bring you in.
They ain't been the same since. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey.
Happy Tuesday, man.
Real quick, we got to move along. 563-999-3782. We come back. This weekend's preseason games, we got to get into it. And I want to know who won Lady T's pick. Yeah, that bad. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Me and the rest of my heathens. All right. What'd you say, Trey?
Take you to back in the day.
You don't know. All right, y'all. The games were as follows. The Browns beat the Jets Thursday night, 21-16. Texans took it over the Patriots, 20-9. Seahawks 24-13 over the Vikings. The Steelers 27-17 over the Buccaneers. The Falcons 19-3 over the Dolphins. The Packers 36-19 over the Eagles. Hey, mute your phone, please. Whoever that is with that background, please. Thank you. Hello? Okay. Yo, mute your phone. If you're having a conversation, mute your phone, please. Okay, I'm not talking. Yeah, I'm about to do that. I really hate to. The Lions took the Giants 21-16. The Washington Commanders 17-15 over the Browns. The Cardinals 18-17 over the Broncos. The Titans lost 3-17 to the Bears. The Colts lost 23-19 to the Bills. The Jets smacked the Panthers 27-0. The Jaguars beat the Cowboys 28-3. The Ravens beat the Eagles 20-19. The Chargers beat the Rams 34-17. And Sunday night, the Chiefs lost to the Saints 26-24.
and the Raiders beat the 49ers 34-7. Lady T, can you tell us who won week one of preseason football?
Oh, that's what you want now? Oh, well, hold on. Let me go ahead and get that for you. Let me get that right now for you. So,
Oh, Lord.
So, listen, guys, with seven picks, it was Kane, 57, and Ted, okay? They had seven picks. Eight picks go to Mom Betty in 007. Nine picks go to myself, Lady T. That's it. 10 picks goes to Kale and Marcus. And if you haven't heard your name, that means you are the winner, Mr. Cap, with 11 picks. Cap won with 11 picks.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Cap had 11 picks.
Okay. Let's break some of these games down. I like what I saw in the Seahawks and Viking game. Seahawks look like they have they just turned the page, like they haven't lost a step. The Steelers played a good game of 57 versus the Buccaneers.
That's right.
Your rookies showed up. I like what you guys have done with your offensive line. It looks like, you know, you guys are really headed in a good direction. The Falcons and the Dolphins. It surprised me that the Dolphins could only muster 3 points, seriously. And the Falcons, I don't know. I really don't have a finger on the Falcons yet. I need to see them play a little more, and then I'll be able to assess this 2023-24 Falcons team.
The Falcons played their starters, but the Dolphins didn't, so that might have played a big part in it.
Oh, that would play a huge part in it. That you're right. Yeah. That would play a huge part in it.
That's the only way the Falcons can have a winning season.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I ain't messing with you. I ain't messing
that's
with him.
Come on, Nas.
Nope. He's shooting at Nas right now.
I know he is. That's why I said I ain't saying nothing. Nas going to come back out that vault. Nas going to come get out of that vault.
I ain't fighting for them Falcons.
Oh, okay. Who you fighting for, Nas?
You can't trust
Nas.
That team.
Okay.
Who you fighting for then?
Hey, man, when you're a Falcons fan for a while, you just become a fan of the league, man. You just enjoy the games and expect things to go bad. That's just the way it is.
All right.
Okay.
Now, a surprise to me was the Lions over the Giants. You know, this Broncos thing, I mean, really. It's like, it looks to me like the Broncos are just digging themselves deeper into a hole. Now, they only lost by 1 point. They only lost by one. But it was how that 18-17 score was developed to me. The Broncos at times, I mean, in the very first quarter, at times they look like they just were not interested. My Commanders, Washington football team, yeah, baby, took it to them Browns. Now, my complaint about my team, their offensive line and the linebacker play. Outside of that, I'm okay with the receiving corps, the running back. Cashmere is a beast. The young man Forbes is going to be something great in this league, with all the smack I talk about us, not drafting Gonzalez and drafting him, I see what they saw. So kudos to them.
the Bears over the Titans. 007, is that you? Yep, it was 007. Okay. Back to the preseason. The Bears handling the Titans. Good job, good show, Ted. Your team look like they really trying to put things together. Nothing more I can say about
it. Yeah, I like Justin Fields.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked good this weekend. The Bills over the Colts.
That boy got some help, big bro. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I say that, yeah.
Some help.
The Panthers.
Got some help.
The Panthers not being able to score and the Jets running amok on them was like surprising to me. You know, I would at least expect 10 points. Go ahead, Ted.
But, yeah. Yeah, but like you say, we can't really judge these teams because a lot of these teams not playing their starters, you know. So it's really hard to judge as far as to see until you have your best out there. So, for me, I'm waiting to the regular season.
We're not judging in a complete totality. What we're judging is player morale. We're judging the way your offense is responding to your quarterback and your offensive coordinator. We're judging the energy, the growth.
But I'm saying
team.
When we pick a team, though, we're picking the team based on the team that we like. You know what I mean? And then also, we're picking the team. You know, so but we're picking not a team that's playing their starters. We're picking a team that's playing, you know, whoever, the second string team, some of them playing their starters. So it's a different matchup and what have you. But you don't have your best out there. That's all I'm saying. So,
whether you have your best or your second or third or welcome to Walmart guys out there, you still judging by what they're doing. And when we make
talent
a pick,
and growth.
Exactly. When we make a pick, we making a pick off the assumption of this team has grown more than they showed last season. Ted, how many games have your Chicago Bears put up 23 points? Seriously.
I don't know, but we have. But I don't know, but we have, and I'm going on my team because they're my team. I'm picking them also, you
can
know,
I
and I do believe in
team?
Them.
Can I compliment your team on its growth? Can I do that? That's all I'm doing. Compliment your team on its
Tell
growth.
Tell him no, Ted. Tell him no, Ted. I tell you what he did to my Yankees
team,
when we did that.
Every team's supposed to grow, and we're definitely growing, you know what I mean, because we're getting a chance
Panthers,
to play.
Every team is supposed to grow, but the Panthers put up zero. Where's the growth?
Okay.
Where's the growth? The Dolphins put
that's
up
just
three.
One game, man. I'm not debating on all that, but I'm just to my opinion, you know what I'm saying? I hear what you're saying, Kale. I hear you.
I said your team did good. You ain't gotta say my team did good.
I saw my team did good. And so did yours. Let me give you a praise.
You say it, Ted. You say it. You tell us the Bears did good. And so we can move on. Do that.
We can move on anyway, bro. So,
all right,
you know,
Jaguars defeat the Cowboys 28-23. Tang, I ain't gonna lie. I saw some good with your team. I didn't want to, but I saw some good with your team, especially with them running backs, it looks like your coach calling the offensive play. It's going to actually help you guys. It looked like your coach calling the plays is going. It didn't help this game because, as Ted said, the Welcome to Walmart guys came in, and their guys were a little bit more ready than your dudes.
So, you know. Tree?
Yes.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Forget you, 57.
Can I say this to Kane real quick? Can I say this to Kane real quick?
That's what we got to do. What happened?
Kane, my man, you 50 yes, grand, Kane. But I told you Ezekiel wasn't going to be with Dallas, man.
Hey, bro. Hey.
Yes, sir.
He did the right thing. Patriots, you're absolutely right. Because we didn't know that no team was going to give him $6 million either. So he did what he was supposed to do. But guess what? He'll be back when it's time to retire. That's all it is, too.
Yep.
But you're absolutely right. You said he wasn't coming, but I didn't expect no team to give him $6 million. And I'm happy for
I know that's right.
Because
I'm happy
for
him, too.
Right.
He got that bag.
That's right.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah. And he got to make a difference, I think, with him.
We don't lose preseason games. Mom, Betty said we don't lose preseason games.
Come on, yo.
Well, they got one coming Monday. They definitely got a lot coming Monday.
Hey, listen, they didn't even
win the fight in practice today. They didn't even win the fight in practice. So, yeah, they got an L coming to them. But
they was fighting.
Back to last week. Three. What's going on with your offensive line and your quarterback, man? They said that Trey Lance is ready.
I don't know, but you better figure it out before September the 10th.
Because
September the 10th, we're going to skin them alive.
We're
going to skin you alive. Yes, ma'am.
Can I answer? Go ahead. Because I know my name is Tree.
Come on, Tree.
All of them really trying to make the team, and they don't look good, you know, like they from because we didn't have no draft picks, so everybody that was out there was like even from the practice squad, you know, undrafted, all that kind of stuff. So not one of our starters started. So we all of those players are rookies. Every last one of them was a rookie, so they were trying to make the team. Everybody was making the team. We played a team that played all of their starters. So we was going to look like garbage, but Trey Lance, I think he just need more reps with the first team instead of the I don't even want to call him the second team because they're not even the second team. They like the fourth team that was out there. So I don't know what they're going to do with Trey Lance. I want him to stay, but a lot of people are saying, you know, put him up for trade bait, and if they do that, I think he's going to shine wherever he goes because he just, with us, he's just not getting enough reps. But we got Brock Purdy, so I'm good with that.
Well, your man Ocho from Speak for Yourself, he's saying Trey Lance is a failure from one game. From one game, he gathered that Trey Lance is a failure.
Listened to Ocho.
Yeah, for real. Him or Shady McCoy trying to throw that dirt on the enemy. But anyway, right, exactly. Go ahead, Tank.
I was just going to say, you really can't judge Trey Lance right now. And I know it's his third year, but he didn't start. He only started like probably about four games and only played like eight games. You know what I'm saying? I just believe that he need to play with the starters to really see where he at. And I understand what they're saying, too, that, you know, in your third year, you should know where the ball's supposed to go at. And that is true. But, man, only eight games out of 3 years, man, he haven't even had a full season yet at all.
Right.
You can't put no judgment on him to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Them adding this new amount that you can have on the team, you can keep three quarterbacks this year with no problem.
Yeah. I mean, we would
but
have
you know what,
Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, and what's it, Aaron Donald?
Mm-hmm.
Sam Donald. Mm-hmm.
I do believe they might trade him, though. Not till next year.
Yeah,
though.
I think so, too,
Tank. Yeah, they're not going to trade him yet, but next year he's going to be traded.
I'm hoping that he'll get his start. Like, if he start and then funk it up, then okay. But you got to at least get a man a chance. Like, he haven't had a chance. Like, what games do y'all remember him, like, really playing? He only had, like Tank just said, 8 games, like, really playing with the first team. And then some of those games that he played, he was an option because we played 2 quarterbacks at the same time. We played 2 quarterbacks. So he was like an option. They was throwing to him. Like, he was playing like a wide receiver. So it wasn't like he was starting the game. They got to get a man a chance. That's all I'm saying. Just get a man a chance.
And after the championship game where you didn't have no quarterback available, I say you keep him just because something might happen to Brock Purdy.
Exactly.
You might as well just keep him now just in case.
Exactly. Because you know somebody going to get hurt because that's what they do. Get hurt.
I hope y'all figure it out by September the 10th. That's all I got to say. Because we coming in there full steam, baby.
We're coming
in there full steam. I'm laying it down now. Full steam.
We're not worried about that.
Okay, then.
I'm telling you. You can be the one crying, using your towel to wipe your tears away. You the one going to be using that towel.
I got two of them.
That
I got two of them, sis.
Yeah,
I got two of them.
You need two of them.
Hey, 57, you better not come on here trying. You better not come over on here trying to fire and cut everybody on your team if y'all don't win.
Exactly.
You better not. You better
exactly.
not. Now, listen.
I ain't gonna even let him come back home, Kel.
Let me ask y'all this real quick. The Saints and the Chiefs. Now, the Saints won this game, but I really believe that whole preseason mantra was on this game because the Chiefs had an opportunity to win. They just chose to do this instead of that. But I don't know. I've watched the Chiefs' backup quarterback. I forgot the young man's name. But I don't see at least a level exchange if Mahomes has to come out of the game. I really don't see confidence in the young man that they're asking to back Mahomes. Are you guys comfortable with him? Did anybody watch that game?
Not the back for Mahomes, but I like Crabman, though. Crabman looked like he in shape this year, man. He looked nice out there.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of that boy. He got himself together. I finally think he do, Mr. Jameis Winston. He got himself together. He look good out there.
Yeah.
He's slim and trim.
Yeah.
He's staying tall in the pocket, and he just look like he got himself under control now, man.
Yeah, he's confident.
Get that clipboard money, Jameis. I want Jameis to stay in for another 10 years like they be doing with them other folks. And if Mahomes get hurt, the season over. That's just what it is for the season. So it don't matter.
Yep.
Yeah, y'all know I love y'all, right? Y'all know I love y'all, right?
Love you
y'all
too,
know sis. I only catch up. Yeah. So come on, 57, with the last word. Come on with it. Bring it to me.
He always gives.
Hey, you just want to thank everybody for all your prayers and everything that you sent out, all the warriors we got here on the corner. We look forward to a lovely football season. And once again, all my prayers out to everybody.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that lovely, lovely word. And the prayers do go out to Granny and Round Face for her eye, Cousin Myra, Kirby, Hermina, Big Boy, Ted, Steve, Mom Betty, and a whole slew of people. We on the Kale's Corner, we are praying for you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. And Lady T and DMV Kale would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Peace, love, and soul, you guys. I love you guys so very much, and we'll be right back here, God willing, Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. Kel, you have the very last word.
All right, y'all. Be ready Thursday, round two. And round two, we'll have money involved. Round two, we'll have money involved. Thank you all for so much participation and all these great conversations. You guys really made the show,
yeah.
And we thank you for that. We appreciate you guys. And like T said, love on your loved ones. If you love them, they should already know. And if they don't know, grab them and hold them until they do. Lord willing, we'll check y'all out Thursday. Until then, everybody, what my Betty say? Love,
peace, and soul.
Chip is harder than a rock. He said bet, so I let Greg Knight call this girl named Anna Zett. Anna Zett, the teacher's pet. You sure she's gonna come on this set? He says, Scooby, don't you fret. Mike Swift is on his way, yo, quiet as kept. The tall, slim, fly kids with dope steps. Yep, coming with a box of hats. Yo, Greg Knight, is that girl all that? He said, Scooby, the skins is fat. I don't beg cause I'm not at Begonia. I dress warm so that I won't catch pneumonia. My rhymes are stronger than ammonia. I'm a diamond, you're a cubic zirconia.